Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Jeff McCausland, CBS News. Colonel Jeff McCausland, the United States Army, retired. Same time, he's a professor at Dickinson College, visiting professor, and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. And this calls for understanding total fog of war. The word ceasefire, the word pause, hostage exchange, different types of hostage exchange, different numbers are being used, how long the pause will be. All of this suggests that there's very little reporting this as fact until it happens. The best we have right now is that sometime during the 23rd of November, all around the world, there will be a change of the Gaza war. Jeff, how do you measure what we have learned so far?
We have learned so far. It appears that about 50 Israeli hostages, likely women and children, perhaps elderly, will be released in terms returned for 150 Palestinians to be released, some of whom may have been who will be from detention facilities in Israel that have been picked up even before this particular conflict began. In return, there'll be a four-day pause. These hostages will be released across those four particular days. Israel has also agreed not to conduct surveillance drone flights over to the Gaza Strip for about 6 hours each day, and also a significant expansion of the humanitarian assistance being provided to the Gaza Strip during this period of time. If, in fact, this particular four-day pause works and the hostages are released, then it might continue beyond that if additional hostages are, in fact, offered by Hamas. There apparently also will be some access given to the Red Crescent, the Middle Eastern version of the Red Cross, to those people who are being held hostage. So perhaps we can ascertain who is actually being held. But it's also a little bit worrisome because it's unclear to me that we know, does Hamas have all of these 237, or in fact, are some of them being held by Islamic Jihad or other groups, or even there's been suggestion that some people are being held by actually organized crime present in the Gaza Strip. The ceasefire, I think, to some degree, is problematical. Every ceasefire that I've been around, whether it's in Bosnia or Vietnam or whether, was violated, and whether or not Hamas has full control over all its forces, as well as those aligned with it, particularly the Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip, remains to be seen. And then finally, the most important question, of course, to me in many ways, is what happens elsewhere? Is there a pause on the West Bank? Does Hezbollah pause its firing? What happens in Iraq and Syria in terms of attacks on American bases, which have amped up for the last few days? What happens to this ship being held by Yemen? And we now have a crew there who are actually hostages as well.
Yes, and the puzzle for me is I do not read in the reporting from Israel that the government has changed its opinion of what this war is about, to destroy Hamas. There's been no change in that. There's no timeline on that. And Gaza is the major concern. At least the numbers suggest up to 2 million people have had their lives completely destroyed and must be cared for going forward. In other words, once there's a pause, Jeff, there's no longer hot pursuit. We're changing into a different kind of war.
No, I think you're absolutely correct, John. And clearly, I think we'll also see amped up and increased diplomatic pressure on Israel to extend this pause by days, to extend it to a truce. There'll be a lot of pressure on Israel to do that. And that's why I think you're quite right, Mr. Netanyahu, who's been publicly very adamant that this is not an end of the war. It is a pause, and we're going to go back to hostilities in the aftermath. Hamas, though, could skillfully, dribble out a few hostages per day. It's almost macabre to say that, and trying to extend that to heighten that diplomatic pressure. We've already seen threats made. The foreign minister of Iran, for example, has already threatened if this pause is not extended, then there's no question but the war will escalate and that it will spread across the region. And that may be a hollow threat, but that's what he said as well. For the Israelis, though, to some degree, there may be the advantage in providing its troops a bit of a respite, reorganize himself in preparation for the next phase, more material and logistics to prepare for that, and really think through and plan, as you pointed out, John, how are we going to conduct this subsequent operation where we've now displaced about 3 out of every 4 people in the Gaza Strip, and now they're all largely as refugees crammed into a smaller space in the south.
Right.
We now have got to conduct operations if we're going to destroy Hamas.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, Thanksgiving guy, thank you very much.
Likewise, John.
I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.